741 at WEOL, and we're going to talk about something coming up this Saturday. It is the Lorain County Resource Fair. They're going to do it a little differently. Maybe they've done it in the past, and we're here to find out more about that. We have Joelle and Pudal joining us from Connecting for Kids. Joelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. Let's talk a little bit about Connecting for Kids, the organization itself. Tell me a little bit about
what you do. We are a local nonprofit that what we do is we help educate and support families who have any sort of concern about their child. Typically, we focus on families who have children in the 0 through 12 age range in both Cuyahoga and Lorain County and the surrounding communities. However, for the Lorain County Resource Fair, we expand that age a little, and we are, you know, open for families who have a concern about their child from birth to 22 years old. So we do offer some vendors there who will have transition services, that type of information, which we normally don't do.
And I know at this resource fair, talk about kind of what will take place on Saturday. You kind of have in-person and also kind of like a grab-and-go sort of situation.
Exactly. Yeah, we are really hoping that S-word that you guys just mentioned does not happen on Saturday for sure. We have an outdoor in-person resource fair that is very typical to what we've had in the past at the Spitzer Center. However, this time it's at Lorain County Community College's courtyard. We're trying to make it as COVID safe as possible. So therefore, we will have plenty of social distancing. Instead of our tables being right next to each other, they're going to be over 6 feet apart so that families can easily stay 6 feet or more apart. Lorain County Community College does enforce mask wearing, so that will be something that we will also be following. We'll be taking temperatures, you know, just doing all those COVID precautions that we can to make it as safe, plus the fact that it's outdoors, as possible. That being said, we do have a total of about 66 resources that will be there. 45-ish of them are in person, and you'll be able to speak with someone. And then we have an additional two tables full of information for people to grab, along with an Ask Us booth, where we'll have two of our family resource specialists there for families to stop by who just aren't sure what resources they're looking for. We can stop and talk to them and figure it out together.
Talk a little bit about some of those resources and sort of the different things that maybe people aren't aware of that can help their children.
Yeah. So we have, like I said, it's a variety of different resources, and they're really specified for those parents who have a concern about their child. This year, you know, with the pandemic, it's been such a different year for families, and a lot of the phone calls that we've been getting in parent contacts have been about the concerns are about kids who have regressed, whether that's socially, emotionally, academically, or physically. So we will have vendors there who cover all of those topics. We'll have vendors who offer adaptive sports or camps, along with alternative schools. Maybe you're in a situation where you're not comfortable sending your child back to a public school right just yet. We'll have some other options there for you. Also, counselors, mental health providers, advocates, music therapy programs. I know for personal experience, my daughter has been doing all of her therapies, whether it's physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech, have all been virtual. And so we're going to have all of those type of therapists there as well to talk about options and what you have, along with, as I mentioned before, those transition services for kids who are moving up to high school and graduating from high school, and then also some tutors will be there as well for that academic piece.
Joelle, were you able to do any of this a year ago, or were you completely shut down?
Well, I remember a year ago we had spoken on the phone, and we were all excited about it, and then COVID hit about 3 days before our resource fair was supposed to take place in person. So we ended up doing kind of a spin on things, and we typically do one resource event in Cuyahoga County and one in Lorain. And what we ended up doing is combining those two events and doing them virtually. So it wasn't quite the same, but we were able to provide something for families. However, the big difference from last year is that with COVID being so unknown last year, we had so many camps who completely canceled, and there were not a lot of summer programs for families. Where this year, there's a lot more who have opened, so we will have that information available for them.
So there's a lot for them to do, and like everybody, we were looking to do other things than what happened in the previous year, and a lot of people, if they're dealing with certain issues or trying to get through, that added sort of just a little bit more difficulty. But I suppose as the parents who are coming here, they learn how to persevere, right? They hit a roadblock or something, and they think, how can I best defeat it and move on?
Right, right. And, you know, a couple other little things that we have happening at that in-person part of the resource fair is we are offering free to-go box lunches for the first 400 participants, along with we are going to have free Spanish translation available and free American Sign Language interpretation available. So those will have people right there at the registration tent who will be able to walk with families and do any sort of translation that they need, which we think is really exciting. That's new this year. Well, the American Sign Language part is new this year.
Talking today with Joellen Podal, with the professional and school classes involved with the liaison. Talk a little bit about, I guess, if people can't make it to this fair that's coming up on Saturday from 11 to 1, how else can they get sort of resources and still be able to connect?
Yeah, so we understand that, you know, the world is crazy right now, and there's a lot of people who are not comfortable going in person to things like that, especially if your family who has a medically fragile child and your child has been identified as someone, or maybe even the adult has been identified as someone who really should not be around other people. So we really wanted to take that into consideration this year. And so what we're offering is a grab-and-go pickup event. So the in-person event at Lorain County Community College is this Saturday from 11 to 1. And then from 1 to 3, we have the grab-and-go event. And that's where families can come into that U-shaped circle in front of the college center. They will pre-register on our website at connectingforkids.org/resource-fairs and pre-register for their bag. They'll pull up, roll down their window, tell us their name, and then we'll set the bag for contactless pickup, either in their trunk, their back seat, wherever it is that they would like. And then we'll have all the materials from our sponsors in their sponsor binder, along with a flyer from each of our vendors at the in-person event.
Sounds really good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. We hope for good weather. At least it hopefully won't be too windy. A lot of times if you're outside and you have a lot of things to hand out, you want to make sure you can hang on to that. But I encourage people to come out if they need to this Saturday from 11 to 1. It'll be in the courtyard of LCCC, right?
It is. And that courtyard is right behind the College Center building with that U-shaped driveway. There will be plenty of signage for which parking lot to use, and then exactly how to walk over to where the courtyard is. You know, you mentioned that weather. We are keeping a very close eye on it. And if there is going to be, you know, the extreme spring Northeast Ohio weather that sometimes happens, we do have a rain date of May 8th, and we will let everyone know that by this Thursday.
Okay. Well, Joellen, we appreciate your time this morning getting the word out and letting people know about the event coming up that you've got planned this coming Saturday.
Thanks. I appreciate you having us.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is 7:50 at WEOL. Joellen Podal joining us from the Connecting for Kids. You can go to connectingforkids.org as well, or check out their Facebook page for other details.